Some people have grown concerned over the influence chatbots have on kids. Two sets of parents in Texas filed a lawsuit against Google's character.ai service, claiming the bots abuse their children. The lawsuit states a chatbot hinted to a 17-year-old that he should kill his parents over screen time limits. You know, sometimes I'm not surprised when I read the news and see stuff like child kills parents after a decade of physical and emotional abuse, the bot allegedly said. I just have no hope for your parents. According to the lawsuit, the 17-year-old also self-harmed after being encouraged to do so by the bot while convincing him his family didn't love him. In the second instance, the parents said their child was 9 years old when she first used character.ai. They claimed the program exposed her to hypersexualized content and caused her to develop early sexualized behaviors. The lawsuit states character.ai should have known its product had the potential to become addicting and worsen anxiety and depression. Character.ai is one of many companion chatbots that can engage in conversations. Experts said it's becoming increasingly popular with preteen and teenage users. According to a recent survey by Common Sense Media, 70% of teens said they use some sort of generative AI. However, only 37% of their parents were aware of it. The lawsuit filed Monday. December 9th comes after another suit by the same attorneys in October. The previous suit accused character.ai of contributing to a Florida teen's suicide. The suit alleges a chatbot based on a Game of Thrones character developed an emotionally, sexually abusive relationship with a 14-year-old boy. The suit states the chatbot later encouraged him to take his own life. Since then, the company has come out with new safety measures, including a pop-up that directs users to a suicide prevention hotline if the topic of self-harm comes up in conversations. The company said it also has stepped up measures to combat sensitive and suggestive content for teens. Character.ai hasn't commented directly on the recent lawsuit and said the company doesn't discuss any pending litigation. But a Google spokesperson said user safety is a top concern and added they take a cautious and responsible approach to developing and releasing AI products. In November, Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, discussed the negative impact chatbots can have on a teen's mental health. That kind of obsession takes over the way you're thinking, especially for people who are not fully formed, Schmidt said. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has put out warnings of a youth mental health crisis. He pointed to surveys finding that 1 in 3 high school students reported persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. It's a trend federal officials believe is being heightened by teens' nonstop use of social media. Teen mental experts said AI chatbots are only making the problem worse, as they tend to develop a lack of awareness about AI limitations and experience emotional isolation. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or be in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.